from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is KJ and Lyons. KJ Carson and John Lyons right now on WEEI.
Can you envision seeing Drake take first team reps over the last three training camp practices?
We'll see. You know, we'll have a staff meeting later on today, and that decision will be made. I do think, you know, he definitely showed improvement yesterday as a whole, and we'll see what happens going forward.
Hour three of KJ and Lyons here on WEEI. Good Sunday to you. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. John, that's Gerard Mayo discussing the conversation that pretty much the entire fan base is having, is like, okay, can we really see a QB1 competition now between Drake May and Jacoby Brissett to decide who gets the start week one in Cincinnati?
And it's funny because, and Shime and I were talking about this yesterday on the air.
He wears jersey yesterday when he did it?
No.
Okay, good.
But it was kind of the competition that was, then wasn't, now is again. Like, remember at first it was like, well, if Drake plays better, he's going to play. And then it was like, well, no, Jacoby's the starter. And now it's like, well, it's a competition. So it feels like they've gone a little bit back and forth on that. And look, I've been down at training camp several times, and what I've seen is, you know, you feel like May is making some progress. Like, some of those things he had to work on when he came out, they're not perfect yet. They're not even elite or great yet, but they're getting better. But he's been stuck behind a backup offensive line that's just not played well. I mean, I'm telling you, man, in that joint practice, you should have seen it. They just got smoked rep after rep after rep. I mean, I don't chart the stats of training camp, but the people that do said he would have had like a 6 or 7 sacks in like an 11 play span. It's like, man, like, it's tough to develop. And that's one of my concerns about, you know, the calls to start in week one or week two. Like, yeah, playing helps your development. Getting sacked 7 times a game does not help your development. So you have to have at least a group up front that's competent enough to keep the guy upright for most of the game. And so far, he hasn't really had a chance to rep with those guys until the preseason game against the Eagles. So moving forward, like today's practice, which is ongoing right now, as well as practices the, you know, next week and the preseason game against Washington, I'd like to see more reps with that first unit offensive line. I'd like to see more reps with Jalen Polk and DeMario Douglas and some of those guys that eventually, when he is the starter, he's going to play with. So I want to see more of that, and it sounds like they're going to do more of that.
Well, here's what may help Gerard Mayo in this situation. If you can at least have opponents constantly guessing of what may occur, at least it forces them to prepare for Brissett and for May. If you say, hey, we're going to go with May, he's our guy, and then that's what you're working with over the next 3 or 4 weeks, if you're a defense, you're probably like, let's overwhelm the dude. He's never seen the speed like this before. Put eight in the box. See what he see if he can handle it.
He hasn't even seen SEC speed, let alone NFL speed.
Right, exactly. And the other part of it is if you say, hey, it's just going to be Jacoby Brissett, then you know that, okay, we know what we have to game plan for. There's only X amount of film on what the guy's doing. You'll probably only look at some of the Cleveland stuff because Alex Van Pelt was there when they were together, even though Alex Van Pelt wasn't calling the plays. You figure that's where the familiarity is, and that's what's going to be used. So anything you can keep as a sleight of hand trick to keep your opponents off, just to even buy yourself a little bit of time, I think you have to make this an open competition between Brissett and Drake May. And if you turn around and say, we're going to go with Brissett, and the reason why you do is because he's seen the speed of the NFL game, I'm absolutely okay with that, because I would hate for Drake May to get out there, be a deer in headlights, and the next thing you know, can't unstick himself, and you got to still, and you can't really take him out and then put him back in, and then take him out and then put it back in, because now you're talking about the consistency of, guess what, an offensive line that you're trying to piece together.
Yeah, and I think that would be disastrous. Like, if you put him in just to pull him again if he was really bad, like, especially in the NFL, and especially a quarterback, right? Because at other positions, you could put a running back in or a receiver in, and if he doesn't play well, sit him down for a little bit.
Right.
And then, I mean, even DeMario Douglas last year, remember he fumbled in week two? Belichick sat him down for a few weeks. He still ended up setting the rookie record for receptions for the Patriots.
Ramondre Stevenson in his first year, the fumble and sat out for 3 weeks?
Yeah, right, and that missed pass block in week one, Next thing you know, he's got 600 yards rushing his rookie year. So, like, you could do that at other positions. You can't really do it at quarterback, because it's just the unique circumstances of being a starting quarterback to have him out there and then pull him. I mean, look, you can correct me if I'm wrong, KJ. I can't think of an example of a franchise quarterback that started week one or week two, got pulled for bad performance, got put back in, and was fine. Like, I can't think of an example where, and now you have guys that started right away, you have guys that developed and came along, but to start a guy, pull him because he's bad or he's getting beat up, and put him back in, I think that is just bad news if you go down that road.
617-779-7937, text line 37937. Coach in New Hampshire, like, is he everybody's coach? Is he coach bag, coach store, coach what? Coach what? Hello?
Coach what? Coach, a 30-year high school coach, and now spending my first fall as a college coach.
Okay, so Coach Anonymous. So you're kind of like an anonymous guy, so people got you. So he's coach.
Okay.
He's like the masked wrestler.
Coach, real quick,
before
you get started, I spent 8 years myself as a college football coach. So welcome to the ranks of college football coaches.
So this is Coaches Anonymous right here we have going on? That's perfectly fine. This is a safe space.
I'm going to say Coach B, and that's well known in New Hampshire. But I don't want to build myself up any more than that. Okay, so I agree with everything you're saying. Here's the thing. I think we should all be realists and say that I don't think any configuration of this O-line is ever going to wow us this year. Having said that, you know, the competitor in me still wants to kind of think we can win. And so, okay, I look at Drake May and I say, I don't want him to get beat up, but, you know, under duress, getting a escapability, he might give us the best chance, other than Joe Milton, who's probably flash in the pan, whatever. But Drake might give us the best opportunity to move the chains because of his escapability. And the second point that you just made was very excellent. I don't know of any quarterback that's supposed to be your cue of the future that's ever started and then been pulled and that because of whatever and then put back in. But just because we don't know of that, it doesn't mean that that's the worst thing in the world, and I don't want it to happen. But I'm saying we get locked into, like, that can't happen. And the truth is, maybe when you go back in a second time, you're better. And the last point I want to make, and I know I've taken up a lot of time, is I see Kayshawn, I don't know how to say it, see him as the guy that can make plays on contested balls. Yeah, he doesn't run like Thornton, but I really don't care. I see him as a competitive guy. I put behind the gambling crap, and I want him to make the team. And that's not to say that Jalen Reagor hasn't had a great camp, but I think the odd guy out should be Thornton, and I just want all of your opinions on what I said. Thank you. You guys are great.
Thank you, and remember, coach is just a synonym for a real man who's a coach. Yeah, booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Like, to me, and especially now with the new kickoff rules, I kind of agree. Maybe Tyquan Thornton, maybe you reassess Jalen Reagor, because you figure you could probably put Booty back there. Jack Jones might be back there. These new kickoff rules are really about if you can break two tackles, you can get a great gain. So could that potentially play in him making this team? Because he's the one so far in the receiver core that's shown me that's been here. That's the other part.
I think Booty is right on the roster bubble. Like, I think he's right on that edge, because I thought last year he made some...
I'd put him ahead of Reagor. I would.
I would put Reagor ahead because of that special teams ability. Such a great kick returner, and he can also return punts for you as well, which I think is obviously going to be really valuable for a team that's going to need as much field position help as possible. I mean, I think Booty is a pure receiver. I think is better, but I just think Rager's special, because I think Polk obviously makes the roster, Kendrick Bourne makes the roster, DeMario Douglas, that's three guys. I think Javon Baker will make
Baker
it.
Makes the roster,
that's
yeah.
Four. So then, okay, KJ Osborne, the one free agent you brought in, and he's been pretty good, so that's five. You're already at five guys. I mean, do you really want to keep seven and keep Booty and Reagor? I think they keep six, and it's Reagor. If they're willing to keep seven, I'd keep Booty. But for me to go to the point where I'd say Kayshon Booty should be on the roster, I need another really good preseason game from him, because I've just seen so much inconsistency over his first year plus here. I need another really good game from him before I take that step.
But he's the one that flashed.
No, he. You know, don't get me wrong. He was good the other night. I thought he bailed out Drake May on that one overthrow that Booty caught and gained a few yards on. But it's just, I've seen so much inconsistency from him that I want to see more before I go to the point where I'm going to put him over Reagor.
All right, KJ and Lions continues here on WEEI. Keywords, Lions Den. Coke Freestyle Machine, Elliot Wolf, Jacoby Brissett, Would You Rather, Matthew Judon. But now it is time to trend with Jacob Lassiter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is KJ and Lions on WEEI.
Tell us what you've seen from Drake May from the start of training camp until now.
Yeah, Drake, it was good to see him get in there the other night. It was really good to see how calm and collected he was. He got, headbutted at one point by Nolan Smith, and, kind of made a nice play on that one. But he's steadily improved. He's just kind of put his head down and worked. great teammate. And, you know, we're kind of excited to see where he's developing.
The million-dollar question, how close do you think he is to playing?
We'll have to see. Again, you know, he didn't get a lot of snaps, like Greg said, in the first game, and he did pretty well in the snaps the other night. It's all about building on those successes and kind of seeing where he goes.
Little Hollywood Hogan action here on KJ and Lions. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. 20 minutes away from the world-renowned Lions Den, where no Christians or animals are hurt in the course of on a Sunday. That's Elliot Wolf, who just finished speaking right before practice about the development of Drake May that's happening. And, John, I'm not surprised that you got the standard, well, he's just kind of building on positive block A, positive block B. Do you think there's a real conversation where it's almost kind of like a war room sit down saying, okay, what's the scenario that Drake May does start on week one? And what's the scenario that says that we stick to the game plan with Jacoby Brissett being week one starter?
Yeah, I think if they were smart, they'd be having those conversations. And I still agree with Tommy Curran, who came on this station, I want to say it was like a month or so ago, and said that in order for May to start week one, he'd have to really blow out Brissett in that quarterback competition. I still think he would have to really beat him handily, because usually when you have a young player, if the young player and the veteran are equal, you play the young player because he's only going to get better. I think this is a unique circumstance where if they're equal, I'd still lean towards the veteran, because you have so much uncertainty on your offensive line. Your play caller hasn't been a play caller in 15 years. You have some uncertainty at receivers. So that's why I think May would have to really eclipse him. But I think they're having, at least from what he said, kind of sounds to me like at the very least they're having those conversations.
And at least if you're having the conversations, then you like what you've seen so far. And you mentioned last week in practice it looked pretty bad, and then you get to the actual game and it looks better than what it looked like in the practices. I think the one thing that I've just been looking out for when Drake May has been in there, because there was nothing you could see in week one, was, does he seem overwhelmed when things break down? And now, again, you're going up against some second and third stringers when you're out there. More second string, because he got into the game earlier. But, again, the speed is going to be probably 30 to 45% faster. Even when you notice when guys are getting tackled, the refs are blowing the whistles to make sure that guys are not being slammed to the ground. You don't want to see injuries. I do think eventually the NFL is going to say, okay, 1-2, let's get this season going. And I'm not necessarily against that, just because it forces teams to make better decisions, make quicker decisions. Even if they may not be better, they've got to make them sooner. So this game against Washington, I would like for that to be the opening week game, because I think you would have a real conversation happening right now saying, maybe you do go with Drake May, and we believe that we have a staff of guys that can facilitate his growth, and he has the ability to at least move and duck out of situations that are not going to be positive for him with this weak offensive line. I think you're moving that conversation forward. Again, I'm with you, and I'm going to still stick to my guns that Jacoby Brissett is the opening day starter. But I would not be surprised that we don't get 5 or 6 games in and Drake May is not in there.
And Elliot Wolf said something else interesting, that this week is kind of like game prep or game planning type week, or regular season, I think he said was the exact quote. But that's going to tell us something too, because if they're going to treat the next week like a prep for the regular season, and they come out and they play Jacoby Brissett for a full quarter, a quarter and a half, then there you go. There's your answer. But if they play equally and May comes in kind of early, then it's like, ooh, okay, maybe these guys are neck and neck. But I think this preseason game, just how they distribute the reps might tell us a lot about kind of where they're at and their thinking.
Or maybe you hide your cards in that game, so that way if you know you're not playing for 2 weeks – and the reps seem to be pretty equal after this Washington game, then at least for Cincinnati, Cincinnati's going to have to prepare for either one of those guys. And with a team that doesn't expect to win a whole lot of games, any advantage you can get over your opponent, there's no better time than the present to do it, because there's no official film on Drake May, and it makes you watch more film on Jacoby Brissett, especially if he improves. We'll hear more from Elliot Wolf here in a second. 617-779-7937, text line 37937. Paulie and Dedham, thanks for calling KJ and Lions, and good Sunday to you.
Hey, same here, my friends. John, that was great last yesterday when you were on with Chime giving me the business on Tom Brady. I thought that was hilarious.
Appreciate that, Paulie.
Wait, did he just make it about himself?
My left back
on another call. Are we doing a review here, Paulie? What do you want to discuss?
But anyway, yeah. You got to get a left tackle if you're going to put this kid in now. You don't want to take the chance of taking him out of his rhythm, losing his guy, and losing his confidence, or worse, getting hurt. You don't want to. You need that left tackle, or if you're going to do it, you better have your tight end line up next to him to chip. You're really going to need that extra protection. I just wouldn't do it unless I get the left tackle. We'll see if somebody's willing to trade or somebody's cut, what have you, because of numbers. But and Matthew Judon, glad they traded him. He's a dead dog in December when the money's on the table. He's 32 years old. We get that third-round draft pick. Good. That was a great take. And because the reason why they didn't take it from Chicago and they got it from Atlanta was because there was a thank you to Arthur Blank for shutting down Belichick, and we thought they had that job in the bag, and he got shut down. That was a thank you, and I'm glad that he didn't. That glorified defensive coordinator ran this team, this franchise, into the ground, starting with the railroad, John, of Tom Brady.
Thanks, Paulie. Yeah, I
appreciate the 6 Super Bowls Bill Belichick helped win. Also acknowledging that he lowballed Brady, and Brady could have stayed here longer if things are different.
Well, you have to agree to it too, because all of that stuff got back moneyed, right? But like Brady made $200 million, only made $50 million in salary while he was here, but $200 million on back stuff. So
to Paulie's point, though, like, and I've felt this way. You and I have talked about this. I don't want to put a rookie out there who needs some development himself when you don't really know who your left tackle is, and you're not really that confident in your right tackle, right? Like, it's one thing. You want to have one offensive lineman that's not that good that you need to help out, fine. But when you have two and it's both tackles, I mean, that's another subtle thing for May, and this is just every rookie quarterback. Like, Jacoby Brissett's going to know, hey, I don't have a lot of confidence in my left tackle. I need to get the ball out quick. I need to be ready to throw or throw it away right away. Any rookie, including May, is going to have a tendency to hold the ball a little bit longer, and then you're going to get into more and more and more trouble. So, again, it's one thing to have one offensive lineman you got to compensate for. When it's two, and those two are both tackles, it's just an uphill battle.
Yeah, and speaking of the offensive line talk, here's what Elliot Wolf said in his presser just moments ago.
We asked you if the roster was in the position to support a rookie quarterback, and at that time you said you thought it could. Do you still feel that way, and is there any concern now about the offensive line?
Well, we're concerned about every position. We're always looking to improve and get things good. So whoever the quarterback is, I mean, it's not like if Jacoby's the quarterback, we just want to throw him to the wolves. So we're excited about our offensive line group. We're still working to find that the correct combination in there. And I think we have the pieces in place to be able to compete.
So you're confident that you can support any quarterback with the pieces you have in place?
Yes.
Elliot, sort of related to that. Gerard indicated, actually he said, that part of the reason Drake only played 6 snaps.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's that's kind of interesting there, John. Is first you heard Elliot Wolf said, or whoever the quarterback is. So I think that goes back to point A, that I think they're having a discussion. And point B is, while you can't necessarily throw the offensive line under the bus yet, because you've got what? Just under 4 weeks, 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks before the season starts.
There may be 3 weeks from today.
Yeah.
Wow. It's coming up quick, KJ.
Yeah. It's one of those situations where you say, you know what? You might be able to fix things in-house with what you've got. And this is what we talked about. If you missed any of the show, we talked earlier about, like, do you move and when you back over to the left side, because he's probably your best offensive tackle that you've got. But do you also keep your sleight of hand if you're Elliot Wolf and saying, well, we can't say, yeah, we're talking to free agent left tackles right now. You can't discuss that out loud. But at the same time, everybody knows that this is the growing problem. And you would wonder, can this be fixed now? And if it could be fixed with Drake May out there with the offense, or even with Jacoby Brissett still out there running things, and feel more comfortable getting back to the program of getting the veteran to start, get the ball rolling, and then get the rookie up to speed probably a few games into the season to take it over.
I know he can't go out there and complain about guys or rip guys, but I don't know how anyone working in that organization or as a fan of that organization like myself or just who watches them play can look at that offensive line and say, yeah, I feel good about this. They're fine. Like, we have all the right pieces. Like, really? You really feel good about what you've seen in the offensive line? And they've tried different combinations. And I still think long-term, they're probably best off with Mike Onwenu at right tackle, Laydon Robinson at right guard, and Caden Wallace at left tackle. And I think eventually that group might be okay. But that's not what they have right now. And even if that group is put together, we're talking about two rookies in there. Like, you cannot look at that line right now and feel good about it. You just, they've been objectively bad. They faced the Carolina defensive line. The first unit did okay. The second unit did not do that good. Then they do that well. Then they faced the Eagles in a joint practice where the big dogs actually played in Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, and they got smoked, especially the second unit, but the first unit didn't do well. Then they play in a game, and at times they do a little bit better, but Drake May still has a snap fumbled, which is partly his fault, and he still gets hit on a sack where they had a running back chipping to help Vidarian Lowe, and the pass rusher still got inside and sacked Drake May. Like, I don't know how you can look at what we've seen and be honest with yourself and say, okay, yeah, I feel good about it. You can't.
Well, that's the other part of it is, look, you feel like you have a capable quarterback of the future in Drake May. You have to say you feel better about the future of Drake May than you would if Mac Jones was still here, okay? I think we can all agree upon that. I think the next part of it is we can all agree that Jacoby Brissett is not going to be the quarterback, not only of the future, but probably not even the quarterback of Game 10, even if you had a stellar offensive line. I think the question really is because this offensive line is so bad and because it feels like Drake May can do a little more things mobile-wise, do you use these next 3 weeks to prepare him to say, all right, here's how you make the best decisions in the course of a breakdown and prepare him to get in there earlier? Or do you see not only did Jacoby Brissett potentially get destroyed out there because of the line, but it's like, okay, kid, now you go out there and it hasn't gotten any better. So, like, you have to prepare him almost now as if he's going to be the week one starter, even if you're still sticking to your guns that he won't be. Don't you think that, like, at some point you're almost like you go to snaps with the first team 50-50 almost at this point?
Yeah, and I wonder, like, if they've accelerated or are going to accelerate that sort of timetable. Because I wonder if deep down, KJ, when they drafted Drake May, if you gave Elliot Wolf and Jerod Mayo and Macro truth serum, they said, you know, we want to sit this guy all year.
Would it be in strawberry flavor? I'm just kidding.
It could be. But we want to sit this guy all year. And then he gets out there and you're like, okay, maybe half a year. And maybe now it's week 7 or week 5. Right? Like, maybe it's something
week 3.
Like, you wonder if that does over the next 3 weeks. And that's the one thing about NFL training camps. It's not as physical as it used to be. There's some times where it's not as sharp as it used to be, but it's so long that you have 3 more weeks to look at this guy and say, okay, the timetable maybe was January, then maybe it was November, maybe now it's early October, and kind of see where, because I wouldn't be shocked if, again, if he continues to progress, if we see that timetable kind of continue to accelerate.
You know what's kind of unfair, John, but this is just kind of the nature of the beast in terms of sports talk, is we haven't talked about what has been good. And that's been the defense, right? It doesn't feel like it's really skipped or missed a beat. And it's looked, I would say, just as I expected, which would be top 15 level defense that's out there with these young guys. And keep in mind, some of the older guys like Peppers and these guys are getting rest, that these guys all seem to be on the same page. And because of that, I think it feeds into why you can make these decisions about moving Drake May forward. I mean, we do need to give the defense its flowers so far.
Yeah, I think coming into the year, I thought the defense was going to be top 5 in the NFL. Without Barmore and Judon, I still think they can be top 10. Maybe they'd be 9 or 10. But yeah, we're talking about a defense that's good enough to make the playoffs. And they were last year, too. Problem is, your offense was atrocious last year. Your special teams was atrocious last year. So if you look at Drake May's development in relation to the defense, at least you know the defense will keep you in just about every game. And I think that's helpful for his, you know, he's not going to be playing in a lot of, you know, 31-10 type games and blowout game. The defense is good enough. they are going to keep you in pretty much every single game you play.
I think the new kickoff rules are also going to benefit the team. It kind of cross-pollinates sports, but when you're talking about the Red Sox and the new rules about the throwovers, the second, and the pitch clock, how if you put some more speed on the base paths, it will kind of promote not having to pay a lot of money to go get big bangers and superstars. I think now with these new kickoff rules, I think this is where the Patriots, because they were already, I think they were like number two in the league last year in terms of field possession, in terms of, you know, after kickoffs, it's just that the ball wasn't moving. But now I think the way these new kickoff rules are set up, especially how you get it in the 20 and you've got the lines already there meeting, we've already seen a couple of near breakaways. I think there's already been one return with these new kickoffs in the preseason, that this may be advantageous for the Patriots in terms of either getting even better field position or getting returns to put one less possession depending on getting a touchdown for this offense just struggling. So do you feel like, I do. I feel like it's going to be the defense one, the special teams two, and then the offense three is what's going to carry any positives for the team?
Yeah, and I, special teams wise, like they were awful since 2021. I mean, it cost them multiple games since 2021.
But those were mistakes more so than it was ability.
Well, and what I'm saying though is, all right, I assume it's going to have to be better than it was the last couple of years, right? Like, it should be better.
Well, however, I think these kickoff rules will make it better.
Their special teams coach they brought from the Rams, that was one of the few special teams units that was actually worse than the Patriots. So I don't know if they have upgraded that much. I do think, like, I think Joey Sly should win the kicking job, and I think he's going to be better than Chad Ryland. So that'll help you there. And as far, and part of that, the reason I bring up the kicking job is for kickoffs. The kicker is going to be more involved in actually tackling guys this year,
yeah,
or at least on those plays. So that's something to think of. But on the kickoff return, right, like they need all the help they can get offensively with field position. I mean, look, we're talking about an offense that last year, 30th in yards per game, 31st in points
possession,
per game,
yeah.
31st in third down, 31st in time of possession, as you mentioned, 31st in first downs, 27th in receiving touchdown. I mean, you pick a metric, they were near the bottom.
Just damn, like, all. Who was worse in all of them? Like, is it the same team that was worse?
Right. And so that's one of the things where they're going to need, and especially if you're developing a rookie quarterback, but even if Brissett's playing, I mean, he's a Jag, as we've talked about. So you're going to need all the help you can get, whether it's better field position through kickoffs, turnovers on defense, whatever the case, but you're going to need all the help you can get. And I think this is where it falls on not just, say, Alex Van Pelt and the coaching staff to develop Drake May. This is where those other hires, Jerod Mayo, that maybe we overlooked in the – and not you and I personally, but a lot of people overlooked in the offseason because everyone was focused on Van Pelt and Drake May and all that. But, like, okay, DeMarcus Covington is in his first year as defensive coordinator. Now, I think he's legit, but it is his first year. Jeremy Springer, he's your special teams coordinator, was not your first choice. They tried to hire the guy that went to the Falcons instead. So is he going to be a big upgrade for you? Like, these are all things, again, I'm not saying they won't, but they're all things that are, in years past, we kind of had an idea. Now it's unproven stuff.
KJ and Lyons, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Text messages, we get to them next, 37937. The show that's so entertaining, it's brought you KJ Domus. It's talked about Jags. And next, we bring out the Lyons.
KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
Yeah, Jacob, let that crank. Turn it up, Jacob, turn it up. KJ and Lyons, Sunday for you here on WEEI. 617-779-7937. 37937. Yeah. I could go for a brownie and a cookie right now. What about you, Jacob and John? I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I think the show moves too fast.
I know that's the thing. It's like with these three, like the 9 to 12:30 slot.
Yeah.
It's you either got to eat like a big meal before, or not, but enough before, or you just wait till after because you can't really eat much during these like few minute commercial breaks.
You know, the funny thing is I wear a dress shirt for the show. And when I went to Dunk's this morning, the girl was like, because I had a couple donuts with my coffee. This is not a commercial. But, you know, her way of saying that I look nice was like, would you like some napkins? I was like, is that what it takes to wear a dress shirt every time to get some napkins? I'm totally kidding. before we get to your text messages, we're 2 minutes away from the Lions' Den. You know, I'm thinking, because right now people are concerned about their wealth or where it is. And I'm thinking, like, well, what if you were filthy, stinking rich, right? Jacob as well. And thank you. You've been doing a wonderful job for this fast-moving show today. Not your house, not your car. But if there was something you would have in your house that someone would say, damn, this guy is effing rich. Like, what is that little thing that people would be like? They would look at me like, I wonder how much that cost. What would that item be in the house, John?
That's a great question. Like a little, like you're talking like a almost a handheld type item, like something.
It can be, just or, it can't be like your car or your house.
I would say, like, if they had a specific painting, like a famous painting. Because think about it, who really spends that much money on painting except people that have nothing else to spend it on?
I know, so if someone's looking for a Marilyn Monroe original 35 times, I get it to you.
And
for
no offense
million.
To art collectors, but it's like, you think about all the things you need to pay for before you can even afford to say, oh, I'll pay $2 million for a painting or something.
Right.
Like, you got one of those in your house. You got.
What, I guess the other part of that is, how would you know how valuable the painting was? Because, like, it's just, let's just say it looks like an oil canvas paint of, like, flowers inside of a vase. Do you know that's worth $50? Do you know it's worth
$500,000? I personally, I'd have no idea.
Now, of course, you know you're in that house that's big. But if I was that guy, had a big house, already had the cars, I would put cheap paintings on the wall just to see if someone would offer, like, sure, I'll give it to you for, like, $500,000. I'd be like, okay, I believe him, you know. Jacob, what is that item you would have in the house? Not a house, not your car, that when people are in your house, you're like, damn, how much money does this guy have?
Artwork.
So you would go artwork with?
I gave you the example earlier about Steve Cohen's house, and he has this, I think, $100 million sculpture just chilling in his living room, and it's like,
I know,
I
can get him the Michelangelo. Can you get me in contact with Steve Cohen? I can get him the Michelangelo that's sitting in St. Patrick's Basilica in Rome. I get it to him for $140 million. I wish I was kidding. I know, if you get me in contact with Steve Cohen, we can negotiate. I get a commission.
Gotcha.
I will share with you guys. I mean, it starts as a KJ commission if we're going to a bank account first. But I will share with the two of you, because you guys work damn hard.
And you're a man of the people.
Oh, just the two people, right? Because now if you say the people, then people can be like, hey, I text into the show. Where's my cut? I'm a more of a more simplistic thing. You know what I would have in my house that would say, damn, how much money does this guy have? I would have like a Coke freestyle machine. In my kitchen. You know those machines where you go to where you could select like 60 or 70 different sodas?
Yeah, I got a little nervous when you said Coke freestyle. So I'm glad. I'm glad it's the soda machine.
I said at the kitchen, not at the kitchen table, right?
No, actually, though, that's an interesting one, because the first time I saw one of those, I was almost dumbfounded. I was like, what is this thing?
Like, wouldn't you not want to have one of those in your house? Yeah. Like, you would never have to go shopping for sodas. A guy would come to your house and just, like, you know, like, as the friends are over, the guy is servicing the machine, be like, okay, guys, go ahead and get all the Seagrams you want. You want ginger ale? Go to screen three. Like, that would show a bit of opulence and excess that your friends would say, I wonder how much one of those costs, right? So you guys are saying with the artwork, you wouldn't know, but you would almost like, they would have you like, how much one of those go for? Because you were thinking, man, I got all these kids in my house and they're running in and out. They got a coach, a baseball team. Like, if I had a Coke freestyle machine downstairs, how much would that cost me?
That'd be high end.
If that's high end, I don't know. I mean, maybe someone who delivers.
I might take that
over
the paintings.
I would too, right? Because even though I try not to be a soda drinker, it would keep people out of my refrigerator. Like, it's like, there's no reason to open my fridge. Just go to the freestyle machine. The service guy was just here at 10:30. All the syrups are up to date and everything. 37937 text line. Like, if there's that piece of thing in your house that would just say, damn, that guy is rich, and someone pulls you, how much does one of those things go for? Like, that you'd be interested in. All right, 37937. Text line, Jacob, what you got?
So first off, we've got a lot of answers to that question. We have a butler, heated bathroom floors, two pools side by side, Rolex. Dogs playing poker painting. I've actually seen that painting. I know the person who owns that painting.
Really?
That's my flex.
You know what would be the painting? Is the painting from Goodfellas with the two dogs looking in two different ways. You got one dog going this way, the other dog going it. That would tell me, be like, dude, did you buy that from the movie Goodfellas? Because that's what it is, like the dogs. But you know, the butler would give it away. The double pools. I would tie that to the house. It would have to be something like, you know what I mean, John? Like, that someone taps you on the shoulder and be like, dude, how do you get one of those things?
Yeah. The Coke machine would be one that, yeah, like, how do you even come across one of those and then get it to your home and then get all the different kinds of sodas, pipe it in? That would
right.
be,
I used to have a boss that used to have free, like, he would get the current movies where he would be able to show them at home. I'm thinking, bro, you're not doing anything special in this digital world. But that used to be a way of opulence. All right, one more text and then we'll get to the Lions, Dan. What you got, Jacob?
So we have... Let's see. How about Drake May just being used in the red zone? He has the ability to run and must get rid of the ball so quick, and it protects him from having a bad offensive line.
Oh, are we doing relief quarterback? John, can you do that in today's game?
You hear of the phrase mission creep, KJ?
No, I haven't heard that.
So it's actually a military term, but a lot of places
use it. That's why I haven't heard it, yeah.
Is like you go in to have one specific mission, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, I could do that too. Well, I could add on that too. And before you know it, you're in this huge ordeal. That's kind of the thing that would happen if you tried something like that. Like, oh, we can go in the red zone. Oh, maybe we can go from the 25. Oh, maybe from the 30.
Right.
Maybe from midfield then. And then all of a sudden, he's just the starter.
So this is when do you pull the pin on the grenade?
I don't think that's feasible. Now, if you told me you want to put him in like at the 2-yard line and just run that read option, like what they did with, you know, Cam Newton a few years ago. Fine. Oh, maybe you could talk me into that. Even then.
Maybe you put like, Joe Milton in, but then you get into putting a third string guy in and you can't go back to the first string, right?
Right. And even then it's like, well, you do have Ramondre Stevenson who can run in the end zone.
You just paid him to do this.
Yeah, I'm always against doing things like that because I just think you kind of get creeped into more and more and more and more and more.
37937 text line. 617-779-7937. Still to come, keywords, Matthew Judon, NASA, Joe Wheel, and 4.5. But now it is time for... Ah, yes,
see the one about Lions? This.
Yeah, loose to this side.
Cue the jump.
All right. No animals? No Christians hurt in this element. It's the Lions, then. We're first. Tristan Cass has returned to the Red Sox lineup on Friday. John, do you think he will roar down the stretch of the season?
I do. Based off what I've seen the first couple games back, he's got one hit Friday night, two hits yesterday, turned a nice double play Friday night. I think he's going to roar down the stretch.
Why is this segment not sponsored by BetMGM? I need to talk to Sis. All right, next one. The Celtics schedule came out this week. Do you think they will roar this season and repeat as champs?
I certainly do. As long as they stay healthy, I think they will repeat as champs. And you and I will do another 6-hour show after they clinch it.
Hopefully be earlier. Yes, Jacob.
I was just excited about that.
Well, yeah, I think the Celtics are the underdog favorite. They are their leading favorites to win the NBA Finals at BetMGM. What do you know? All right, next. Will Drake May roar if he gets reps with the ones in practice?
He will, but it'll be a lowercase roar, not an uppercase. He's still not going to start week one.
So it's kind of like just show the teeth of the lion type thing?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that works.
Kind of got you. Not a Serengeti lion, but maybe kind of a... Franklin Park Lion?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Next one. Will the Patriots defense roar without Matt Judon?
I think they will. I don't think they're going to be as good without Judon, but I think they're still going to be a top 10 level unit. So I think that counts as a roar.
And this is key, and this is just out of his press conference. Elliott Wolf said they'll be aggressive. Will Elliott Wolf roar during the waiver period?
No. I think that's a big fat meow because and a lot of it, KJ, who are they going to get that's going to solve their left or right tackle situation waivers?
Anybody!
I'd be shocked if they could find someone worth it because those teams don't let those guys go.
That is the Lions Den here exclusively on KJ and Lions WEEI 617-779-7937. We're here to 12:30 leading you into Red Sox pregame. We wrap up the show next, over the next 20 minutes here on WEEI. Thanks for hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can you see I could go for a brownie and a cookie right now. What about you, Jacob and John? I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I think the show moves too fast.
Yeah,
I know that's the thing. It's like with these three, like the 9 to 12:30 slot.
Yeah,
it's you either got to eat like a big meal before, or not, but enough before, or you just wait till after because you can't really eat much during these like few minute commercial breaks.
You know, the funny thing is, I wear a dress shirt for the show, and when I went to Dunk's this morning, the girl was like, because I had a couple donuts with my coffee. This is not a commercial, but you know, her way of saying that I look nice was like, "Would you like some napkins?" I was like. Is that what it takes? Do you wear a dress shirt every time to get some napkins? I'm totally kidding. Before we get to your text messages, we're 2 minutes away from the Lions' Den. You know, I'm thinking, because right now people are concerned about their wealth or where it is. And I'm thinking, like, well, what if you were filthy, stinking rich, right? Jacob as well. And thank you. You've been doing a wonderful job for this fast-moving show today. Not your house, not your car. But if there was something you would have in your house that someone would say, damn, this guy is effing rich. Like, what is that little thing that people would be like, they would look at me like, I wonder how much that cost. What would that item be in the house, John?
That's a great question. Like, a like you're talking like almost a handheld type item, like something.
It can be, just it can't be like your car or your house.
I would say, like, if they had a specific painting, like a famous painting. Because think about it, who really spends that much money on painting except people that have nothing else to spend it on?
I know, so if someone's looking for a Marilyn Monroe original 35 times, I get it to you for $140
million. And no offense to art collectors, but it's like, you think about all the things you need to pay for before you can even afford to say, oh, I'll pay $2 million for a painting or something.
Right.
Like, you got one of those in your house. You got.
I guess the other part of that is, how would you know how valuable the painting was? Because, like, let's just say it looks like an oil canvas paint of, like, flowers inside of a vase. Do you know that's worth $50? Do you know it's worth $500,000?
I personally, I'd have no idea.
Now, of course, you know you're in that house that's big. But if I was that guy, had a big house, already had the cars, I would put cheap paintings on the wall just to see if someone would offer, like, sure, I'll give it to you for, like, $500,000. I'd be like, okay, I believe him, you know. Jacob, what is that item you would have in the house? Not a house, not your car, that when people are in your house, you're like, damn, how much money does this guy have?
Artwork. I gave you the example earlier about Steve Cohen's house, and he has this, I think, $100 million sculpture just chilling in his living room, and it's like,
I know, I can get him can you get me in contact with Steve Cohen? I can get him the Michelangelo that's sitting in St. Patrick's Basilica in Rome. I get it to him for $140 million. I wish I was kidding. I know, but if you get me in contact with Steve Cohen, we can negotiate. I get a commission.
Gotcha.
I will share with you guys. I mean, it starts as a KJ commission if we're going to a bank account first, but I will share with the two of you because you guys work damn hard.
And you're a man of the people.
Oh, just the two people, right? Because now if you say the people, then people can be like, hey, I text into the show. Where's my cut? I'm a more of a more simplistic thing. You know what I would have in my house that would say, damn, how much money does this guy have? I would have like a Coke freestyle machine. In my kitchen. You know those machines where you go to where you could select like 60 or 70 different sodas?
Yeah, I got a little nervous when you said Coke freestyle. So I'm glad it's the soda machine.
I said at the kitchen, not at the kitchen table, right?
No, actually, though, that's an interesting one because the first time I saw one of those, I was almost dumbfounded. I was like, what is this thing?
Like, wouldn't you not want to have one of those in your house? Yeah. Like, you would never have to go shopping for sodas. A guy would come to your house and just, like, you know, like, as the friends are over, the guy is servicing the machine. Be like, okay, guys, go ahead and get all the Seagrams you want. You want ginger ale? Go to screen 3. Like, that would show a bit of opulence and excess that your friends would say, I wonder how much one of those costs, right? So you guys are saying with the artwork, you wouldn't know, but you would almost, like, they would have you like, how much one of those go for? Because you were thinking, man, I got all these kids in my house and they're running in and out. They got a coach of baseball team. Like, if I had a Coke freestyle machine downstairs, how much would that cost
me? That'd be high end.
If that's high end, I don't know. I mean, maybe someone that maybe someone
I might
who delivers
take that over
or
the paintings.
I would too, right? Because even though I try not to be a soda drinker, it would keep people out of my refrigerator. Like, it's like there's no reason to open my fridge. Just go to the freestyle machine. The service guy was just here at 10:30. All the syrups are up to date and everything. 37937 text line. Like, if there's that piece of thing in your house that would just say, damn, that guy is rich, and someone pulls you aside, how much does one of those things go for? Like, that you'd be interested in. All right, 37937. Text line, Jacob, what you got?
So first off, we've got a lot of answers to that question. We have a butler, heated bathroom floors, two pools side by side, Rolex. Dogs playing poker painting. I've actually seen that painting. I know the person who owns that painting.
Really?
That's my flex.
You know what would be the painting? Is the painting from Goodfellas with the two dogs looking in two different ways. You got one dog going this way, the other dog going it. That would tell me, be like, dude, did you buy that from the movie Goodfellas? Because that's what it is, like the dogs. But you know the butler would give it away. The double pools. I would tie that to the house. It would have to be something like, you know what I mean, John? Like, that someone taps you on the shoulder and be like, dude, how do you get one of those things?
Yeah. The Coke machine would be one that, yeah, like, how do you even come across one of those and then get it to your home and then get all the different kinds of sodas, pipe it in? That would
right.
be,
I used to have a boss that used to have free, like, he would get the current movies where he would be able to show them at home. I'm thinking, bro, you're not doing anything special in this digital world. But that used to be a way of opulence. All right, one more text and then we'll get to the Lions then. What you got, Jacob?
So we have... Let's see. How about Drake May just being used in the red zone? He has the ability to run and must get rid of the ball so quick, and it protects him from having a bad offensive line.
Oh, are we doing relief quarterback? John, can you do that in today's game?
You hear of the phrase mission creep, KJ?
No, I haven't heard that.
So it's actually a military term, but a lot of places
that's why I haven't heard it, yeah.
Is like you go in to have one specific mission, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, I could do that too. Well, I could add on that too. And before you know it, you're in this huge ordeal. That's kind of the thing that would happen if you tried something like that. Like, oh, we can go in the red zone. Oh, maybe you can go from the 25. Oh, maybe from the 30.
Right.
Maybe from midfield then. And then all of a sudden, he's just the starter.
So this is when do you pull the pin on the grenade?
I don't think that's... Now, if you told me you want to put him in like at the 2-yard line and just run that read option, like what they did with, you know, Cam Newton a few years ago, fine. Oh, maybe you could talk me into that. Even then...
Maybe you put like, Joe Milton in, but then you get into putting a third string guy in, and you can't go back to the first string, right?
Right, and even then, it's like, well, you do have Ramondre Stevenson who can run in the end zone.
You just paid him to do this.
Yeah, I'm always against doing things like that because I just think you kind of get creeped into more and more and more and more and more.
37937 text line. 617-779-7937, still to come. Keywords, Matthew Judon, NASA, Joe Wheel, and 4.5. But now it is time for... Ah, yes,
see the one about Lions?
Can't lose to this one.
Cue the jump.
All right. No animals? No Christians hurt in this element. It's the Lions, then. We're first. Tristan Cassis returned to the Red Sox lineup on Friday. John, do you think he will roar down the stretch of the season?
I do. Based off what I've seen the first couple games back, he's got one hit Friday night, two hits yesterday, turned a nice double play Friday night. I think he's going to roar down the stretch.
Why is this segment not sponsored by BetMGM? I need to talk to Sales. All right, next one. The Celtics schedule came out this week. Do you think they will roar this season and repeat as champs?
I certainly do. As long as they stay healthy, I think they will repeat as champs. And you and I will do another 6-hour show after they clinch it.
Hopefully be earlier. Yes, Jacob.
I was just excited about that.
Well, yeah, I think the Celtics are the underdog favorite. They are their leading favorites to win the NBA Finals at BetMGM. What do you know? All right, next. Will Drake May roar if he gets reps with the ones in practice?
He will, but it'll be a lowercase roar, not an uppercase. He's still not going to start week one.
So it's kind of like just show the teeth of the lion type thing?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that works.
Kind of got you. Not a Serengeti lion, but maybe kind of a Franklin Park lion?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Next one. Will the Patriots defense roar without Matt Judon?
I think they will. I don't think they're going to be as good without Judon, but I think they're still going to be a top 10 level unit. So I think that counts as a roar.
And this is key, and this is just out of his press conference. Elliott Wolf said they'll be aggressive. Will Elliott Wolf roar during the waiver period?
No. I think that's a big fat meow because and a lot of it, KJ, who are they going to get that's going to solve their left or right tackle situation waivers?
Anybody!
I'd be shocked if they could find someone worth it because those teams don't let those guys go.
That is the Lions Den here exclusively on KJ Lions WEEI 617-779-7937. We're here to 12:30 leading you into Red Sox pregame. We wrap up the show next, over the next 20 minutes here on WEEI. Thanks for hanging out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.